There's simply just a lot going on within the ag industry. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAGX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by the South Dakota Angus Association. Invest wisely by registered Angus bulls. Luke Lindberg is the USDA's Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Ag Affairs. He, like the rest, know there's just a lot going on here within the ag industry.
There is a lot going on, and there's much to celebrate from 2025, but a lot of work to be done yet in 2026. So we're gearing up and getting ready here to get around the world and make sure we're delivering for our farmers back at home.
Yeah, you bet. And of course, you and I have talked a little bit before about some of the trade agreements that we were able to put into place. I know we're working with China, one of our big trade partners. We've been seeing some good products going out. As they said, they'd buy some soybeans. We've seen some sorghum going out. We've also seen some wheat. What else can you tell us with that particular trade agreement?
Hey, it's been great on a global scale for American agriculture under President Trump. So when we came into office in January, before I was fully confirmed, but when the president came in a year ago, USDA was forecasting that the fiscal year 25 trade deficit for agriculture was going to be a historic $50 billion. American agriculture has always been a net exporter of food, and we were staring down a pretty dark picture at that point in time. The year ended at the beginning of October with a $41.5 billion trade deficit, so $8.5 billion better than was forecasted at the beginning of the year.
Luke pointed out that the president's priorities is to increase and improve our trade.
So you saw that the president, as he came in and began opening up those markets all around the world, was delivering real results. Overall, ag exports were up for the year.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by the South Dakota Angus Association, I'm Keith Weinberg.